It's good to be with you here this afternoon. I'm Pastor Ben Allersmeyer from Portage, Indiana. I've known Aaron for quite a while and thought about sharing some stories, but it sounds like we're going to have an opportunity to do that a little later, so it might be a more appropriate time. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor Aaron Burst, God only knows how we got here. We thank God for his timing, working to bring all things together for good in order to accomplish his purposes. And it's been a few years for you, but it isn't like you were busy doing nothing. You've been doing chaplaincy work, hard work, serving people in a way that I think you are very gifted in. You got around covering a lot of ground in the greater Milwaukee area, serving those in very real, very tough life and death situations. And I could tell that you loved it, serving those people in need. I could hear your smile as you told stories of bringing the warmth of the Son of God into those cold and desperate situations. You brought love and mercy to those patients and their families. You may never know the true impact of your work with those people. And you know, being a worker priest is a whole different kind of calling, and you were up to the... But there's always that conversation that we'd come back to. Wouldn't it be nice to be back in the full parish full-time, giving 100% of your attention to your flock? And we were together just a few weeks ago, hanging out down in Indianapolis together while you were wrestling with this call and what God was putting together in your life. And I remember driving north home from Indianapolis. Actually, I just passed Kokomo, thinking that this was the answer to your longing and to our prayers. At the same time, I'm sure the leaders and parishioners here at Bethlehem were thinking the same thing. And even though you said you were still deliberating, I knew there was an answer, the way your face lit up, talking about the potential here in this place. I was just waiting for the day for you to come to the conclusion that I already knew. God's timing is the best timing, because it is a calling that cannot be taken lightly. The challenges of being a pastor in this world today are many. Being a Christian these days often feels like a constant battle, and it's tempting to think that we aren't even made for these times, like the age of the church has passed, because church attendance is dwindling. The church as a whole is getting older. Congregations are closing all around the country, and the culture around us calls what we believe hateful and outdated. Limited interest in God and the church out there. At best, they seek maybe vague spirituality, good vibrations sent from the universe, or some spiritual force that connects us. Ministry in our world, in this context, it's tricky. It requires patience and tact to navigate the turbulent waters that are our culture. Ministry in this context isn't just in that. Challenge, they just throw up their hands and give up, or they give in to the demands of the culture. Yet God's timing is the best timing. You, Pastor Aaron, are called to be here and now, in this time and in this place. And you, dear saints of Bethlehem, are also called to be here and now, in this place and in this time. God's timing is the best timing. Where God places us is on purpose. And I was thinking about this, I thought we are in the perfect place to talk about God's timing. When I think about God's timing, there are many moments in Scripture and places in Scripture that run through my mind, like the Exodus from Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, entering the promised land of flowing milk and wild honey, but not many are more powerful than that little town.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
A place where the fullness of time was realized. A place where God's timing collided with an unexpected world. God breaking into that world on that silent night. God comes down into his creation at the right moment, at the right exact time, to save it from itself. And Bethlehem is where God physically introduces himself to not just God's people, but to the world. That is God's timing in God's place. And Pastor Aaron, you're called to do that in this place, every Sunday, every day, using this place to reveal Jesus to God's people who are gathered. The timing is right, the place is known, that is your call, and the people of Bethlehem should expect that from you. This is a place where God has revealed to his people his plan of salvation, the workings of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Aaron, you get to do it again and again, week after week, nourishing the people of God, despite the challenges that come from this vocation. It is a fun vocation. And it's an incredible calling, a joyful responsibility that God has lined up at this time and in this place. And I know you, and I know that you will reveal Jesus in creative and exciting ways in this place. I know the people of Bethlehem are eager to receive that precious gospel of Jesus from you. But Bethlehem wasn't just a place for God's people to encounter Jesus. It was the place in which the world was introduced to Jesus. Choirs of angels singing the story that echoed through creation. Wise men from the east laying down their crowns and paying homage to him. As important as ourselves. Jesus isn't a secret that you're supposed to keep within these walls. And yeah, it is awesome when a visitor stumbles in on a Sunday morning to witness your worship. They will clearly see Jesus and the word and sacrament happening in this altar and pulpit. They'll hear it in the scriptures and the Lord's Prayer. But in this culture, those moments are rare. You're called to be the place where your community will see Jesus. When people think of Bethlehem, they will know who Jesus is, where he is found. Your job is not to sit and hoard Jesus and his gospel for yourselves. That isn't the purpose of this place. Aaron, that isn't your calling as the shepherd here. In the moment that you make it just about us that are here, you will neglect God's calling and timing in your lives and in the life of this church. You cannot isolate yourself from
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I know the excitement of being new at a church and to have a new pastor might make you forget that, but you can't. Wales needs Jesus. They need to hear about Jesus. They need to see God's answer to sin and hurt and death given to us in his precious Son. Pastor and people need to work together to let lost people into this story, to be a gift of love and grace to your neighbor. Let them know of God's amazing and incredible love, a love so strong it compelled him to leave his heavenly throne room and slum it with sinners like you and me. A love so strong it held him to the cross when nails were powerless. A love so mighty that it overcame death and the grave for you and for me, yes, but for the whole world. And it is that Jesus who goes before you in this ministry, revealed in this place, leading you on his mission. And the sense of excitement at the beginning of a call can make a pastor put a whole bunch of things on his own shoulders. And to that, I gently and lovingly say to you, Aaron, hold on to your ego. God is still in charge of this church. That's also a reminder to your parishioners, too. That God is in control and it's God who does the work. He gives the strength and perseverance to do it. He makes the seeds of faith grow. Aaron, I know you well, and you will try to be all things to all people. And I know how congregations can be as well. Their expectation is that you can be everything that they need you to be. But it just isn't true. God's timing and placement is lining up today for us, but it still all falls under his lordship. He is the king over all creation. He's the Lord of life, the master of death. He is all that you need. Please don't get so excited that you forget who you can truly lean on. So we're all still sinners in this room in need of a Savior who forgives and renews and strengthens daily. And the honeymoon won't last forever. Some days you'll want to quit. Some days you'll feel beat down. Some days you'll feel so broke up you'll want to go home. Some days people will be mad at you, and some days they'll hold you to unfair standards. Some days they'll let bitterness get the best of them. That's where we remember we have a God who is bigger than our failures and bigger than our expectations. He reigns over all things. He has arranged this marriage between pastor and the cross. He will continue to shine through you as you model mutual grace and forgiveness to the world around you. The call of God is clear. The timing of God is obvious. The match has been made between pastor and congregation. Join now together to overwhelm this community with God's grace. There's no room for excuses anymore. That's not me doesn't cut it any longer. You have a joint mission now together to reveal Jesus to those gathered here and those scattered out there. Recognize the culture around you. Recognize the time and place in which you live. Realize that it is your obligation to share this Jesus with the world. To love your neighbors. To join Jesus on what he is doing in the lives of people out there speaking. And when you do that, people will know that in Wales, Wisconsin, Bethlehem Lutheran Church is where you go to meet Jesus. The pastor and people there love Jesus and love their neighbors so much that they share the love of that Jesus with them. That Bethlehem is full of people who carry Jesus out into the world, into their neighborhoods, into their homes and workplaces. That's what they need out there. The time is right. You're perfectly positioned and gifted and empowered to do just that. The mission is now before you. So today is a celebration of God's timing. And in his timing, you'll work to make Jesus abundantly clear, evident, and present in this place, in the city around you. When they see you, when they hear you, when they talk and walk and live with you, they will see you. Yes, it's challenging. God has a deliverer in Bethlehem. It's exciting to think about what God will do through you in his timing in this place. So may God bless you abundantly as you seek his will and mission together. In Jesus' name.